Welcome to the Ohio High School Athletic Association Boys Basketball State Tournament. Let's go courtside to the Jerome Schottenstein Center in Columbus for this state tournament game on the OHSAA Radio Network.
Coming up next on the OHSAA Radio Network, the Division I state semifinals get underway as the Lorraine Titans will take on the Archbishop Fuller Crusaders for a chance to play in tomorrow night's state championship game. David Wilson welcoming you back to our radio network coverage of this great event, the 96th annual OHSAA Boys State Basketball Tournament. Lorraine comes in 22-5, perhaps the surprise team of this Final Four field in Division I. The Fuller Crusaders ranked second in the state. They are 25-3. We're about 15 minutes away from the tip-off of tonight's game. Jackie Winden will join us for analysis and commentary. Ashley Collins is roaming the sidelines. When we come back, we'll start to break down these teams, get you ready for action tonight between Lorraine and Moeller. First, we'll pause for these messages from the OHSAA on the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Student athletes are unique, and so are their sports injuries. They need a level of expertise found only at Nationwide Children's Hospital. Our sports medicine experts offer something adult care providers can't, a complete understanding of the student athlete at 8 convenient locations across Central Ohio. To get your student athletes back in the game and keep them there, start by visiting nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine for more information. That's nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
Hi, I'm Ron Stokes, analyst for Ohio State basketball.
I'm Jim Lachey, analyst for Ohio State football.
Want to edge on your competition? Start by eating a balanced, nutrient-rich diet packed with protein, carbohydrates, and dairy.
And finish with a low-fat or fat-free chocolate milk that provides 9 essential nutrients to replenish the fluids lost when you've given it your all.
You've trained, practiced, and played. Now fuel up with chocolate milk.
For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
American Dairy Association Mideast is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association State Championships are the pinnacle of every high school season.
The Wayne Warriors have won their first ever state championship.
He's going to get it easily. Touchdown.
Shoots and scores.
The OHSAA Radio Network brings you the play-by-play call for the football state championships and the state tournaments in girls and boys basketball, baseball, and softball.
We are live at Huntington Park.
This will not show up on the stat sheet, but Jocelyn Meyer, to set a little screen, allowed her teammate to get open. Great job.
They get it to McIntyre. Quick out on the baseline to Hoop, and she knocks it down.
Shooters are shooters, and they're capable of knocking them down at any time.
Ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Steichman, has it behind the back. Throw to first. He got it.
Over 50 stations, thousands of listeners, and countless memories from OHSAA championships.
This is Paul Keels.
This is David Wilson.
This is Todd Bell.
This is Scott Leo.
This is Michael Regai.
This is Todd Walker.
You're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
How do you respect the game? Log on to OHSAA.org/RTG.
Welcome back, my friends, to Value City Arena here at the Jerome Schottenstein Center on the campus of Ohio State University. Welcome back. We're in the midst of our quadruple header here on the OHSAA Radio Network, about to delve into the Division I state semifinals, Lorraine and Archbishop Moeller. David Wilson back here courtside. We welcome in my broadcast partners for this afternoon's game, Jackie Winden, courtside with us. And Jackie, looking forward to this game today, really both games tonight. A lot of anticipation to see these teams on the court.
Absolutely. I mean, you're talking about a veteran team in Moeller that has been on this stage before. And for Lorraine, it's been quite a year, or quite some years, before they've been able to be here under the bright lights. But nobody poised, ready to make a push than Lorraine.
Third member of our crew is Ashley Collins. She'll be roaming the sidelines behind the benches for us tonight. How are you, Ashley?
Doing good, guys. Excited about this one, as are the coaches and the guys. They're raring to go, well represented here in the crowd, and I think we'll have a good one on our hands.
Thank you, Ashley. Looking forward to her contributions to our broadcast tonight. And she's right, a spring in the step, especially of the Lorraine Titans. Jackie, and why not? 22-5. Knocked off Toledo St. John's in the regional, upset St. Ed in the regional semifinal. They're back here trying to get to their first state championship game since 1923.
Yeah, just 95 years ago, huh? But I tell you, this is a team. They graduated 5 starters from a team that won 23 games last year, so maybe not on the radar to make the noise that they had this year. But as you just mentioned, they've been really playing well as of late. And in those tight games down the stretch, district final and both regional contests, just continue to find ways to win. This is a team that, you know, feels, I don't want to say the phrase disrespected, but just without that type of expectation, I think this is a team that's poised, a prideful town behind them, and really ready to kind of shoulder the load and make a run here tonight.
John Rossitano is the head coach of the Lorraine Titans. He has gone 102-25 in his 5 years at the helm of the Titans. When we come back on our pregame show, we'll shift our focus over to the Moeller Crusaders, getting closer to the Division I state semifinals. Right now, we'll pause for these messages from your local stations on the OHSAA radio network.
Johnstein Center, August 22nd. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. Rock music icons. Journey, Def Leppard. For VIP packages and more, visit JourneyMusic.com and DefLeppard.com.
Hi, I'm Gavin DeGraw for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. In less time than it takes to play your favorite tune, someone will be killed or injured in an alcohol-related crash. If you party, plan ahead. Designate before you celebrate. Sad stories make great songs, but happy endings make better lives. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Only one half of 1% of all high school student athletes play basketball in college. But all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball in their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up. Lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
To the shot. Warm-ups are continuing here. There's about 5 minutes on the clock. Of course, all the introductions will take place prior to the tip, but it's Lorraine and Moeller getting ready to do battle here tonight. Before we carry on with more pregame coverage, let's pause for station identification on the OHSAA radio network. Great crowd filing in here to the shot. Lorraine out of the Lake Erie League, 4 straight 20-win seasons. They'll have their hands full tonight with the number 2 team in the state of Ohio, the Archbishop Moeller Crusaders out of Cincinnati. They knocked off Huber Heights Wayne, 65-53 in the regional final. They bring a very impressive 18-game winning streak into the state semifinals, 25-3. And Jackie Winden, this is a team that has a number of Division I recruits. And really, you look inside of their 6'10 senior, Jackson Hayes. He is going to be a handful for the Titans tonight.
Absolutely. He's a shot blocker. He can score around the rim. And the nice thing about this young man is he's still developing. He's continuing to grow in both his game and size. I mean, this guy put up 4 inches to when we saw him on the floor last year. So just continuing to develop and evolve. And I tell you, he's going to really protect and clog up the interior for Moeller.
This team was the state runner-up last year. They fell in a shocker, 39-38 to Massillon Jackson. It is the 7th trip to the Final Four for the Crusaders. 3-time state champs, 07, 03, and back in 99, all under their tremendous
long-tenured head coach Carl Kremer.
And you talk about all that success and, again, the heartbreaking defeat that they suffered in the state championship game last year. And, you know, a lot of coaches would use that as motivation, and he did not. He said this is 100% about this team's journey. We've got a new group of guys, and, yes, there's some pride from our school's aspect of that and what you want to do year in and year out, but he made it very clear that this team is on a new mission and a different path on their journey to claim a state title.
I really liked the way he framed that in the teleconference. He said, I do not believe in unfinished business. Yeah. That's a term that's thrown around in sports a lot. He doesn't buy into it.
And I love that aspect of it, because when you look at it from top down, it's not about a revenge factor. It's about an internal focus forward. And I think that's attributed to a lot of his team's success year in and year out.
Well, ranked second, 25-3. You have Division I recruits. They are pumping in 63 points a game on average. I don't know that the Crusaders need a whole lot of aces up their sleeve, but we'll check in with Ashley because they may have one tonight, Ashley.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Some good news when it comes to Moeller and Miles McBride, who was injured in September, a foot sprain. He's also the starting quarterback for the Crusaders. He is dressed here today. Coach said he'll play some, not a lot, but he definitely got a huge smile on his face when I asked him about it and the ability for him to be out here with his teammates. It was a big struggle, you know, to start this season without him out there because he's such a huge asset to this team, and it took a while for the other starters to get together and be able to gel and get that chemistry going.
McBride is a verbal commit to the University of West Virginia, but he's only a junior, 6'2", and a guard. They call him Deuce. And we may see him come in. I was told by one of the assistant coaches that if you hear a tremendous rising cheer from the student section, he'll be coming over to the scorer's table.
And it'll be interesting because, as you mentioned, this young man's a tremendous athlete and a wonderful basketball player, is a very gifted athlete. But you just wonder, on this stage, integrating a guy in that hasn't been in the flow or in the, you know, in the chemistry of what they've been able to do all season, how that could impact their team. I'm not going to say it's a positive or negative, but it's certainly a factor should he get some time here today.
Definitely something to keep an eye on. Division I state semifinals about to get underway. In Division IV, Willoughby Cornerstone Christian will be playing Maria Stein Marion Local tomorrow at 10:45 for the Division IV state championship. In Division III, Cincinnati Deer Park will take on Afrocentric out of Columbus. That'll be the 2 o'clock tip tomorrow in D3. The Division II final is set. Akron St. Vincent St. Mary will take on Trotwood Madison. The Irish under Drew Joyce will be looking to grab their unprecedented 8th state championship. And so the Division I bracket is yet to be filled out because we have 2 big semifinal games here tonight at the Schottenstein Center. Both teams lining up. We'll have the performance of our national anthem. And we're getting closer to tip-off here on the OHSAA radio network. If you're joining us late, it's Lorraine and Archbishop Moeller in our first semifinal, and then Solon and Pick Central coming up in our second semifinal. That game will tip off at 8:30 tonight. We'll be back on the network for pregame coverage of that game beginning at 8:10 Eastern time. So a lot of basketball yet to be played. It's March Madness high school style. Had some great games so far already in this 96th annual boys state tournament here at the Schott. And I wasn't aware of it until earlier today, Jackie. This is the 20th anniversary of the tournament being played here at the Schottenstein Center. So that is an interesting and cool anniversary by itself. All right, it's time to pause here. We'll go live out to the middle of the court, the OHSAA and Ohio State logo for the Star Spangled Banner prior to tonight's game.
Of Mark and Dana Imbrock.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
national anthem, Maya Imbrock out of Timberstone Junior High in Sylvania, Ohio. Great job with the fans here tonight. Well, getting closer to tip-off, Lorraine and Archbishop Moeller. Right now we'll pause for these messages from your local stations on the OHSAA Radio Network.
With special guests Dustin Lynch,
I'm seeing red,
Chase Bryant, and Lindsay L. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster. Brad Paisley. Tickets are on sale now.
We have learned that 1 in 5 teens abuse prescription medications not prescribed to them that can lead to serious addictions. This is Governor John Kasich. Drugs are destroying our communities and taking futures away from our young people. That is why safety partners like the Ohio State Highway Patrol and the Ohio National Guard have joined forces to give our young folks 5 Minutes for Life, a program dedicated to reducing drug use among Ohio teens. Learn more about the program at facebook.com/5 Minutes for Life.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change, called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Welcome back live to the Schottenstein Center in Columbus. The OHSAA Radio Network would like to welcome all of you listening across the state and around the world on our great affiliates, including WJER 1450 AM in Dover, Elyria's WEOL 930 AM, in Findlay, WFIN 1330 AM, Marietta's WMOA 1490, ESPN Radio in Massillon, WTIG. In McConnellsville, WJAW 100.9. Ottawa's WZOQ 97.1. And in Toledo, WQQO 100.7 FM. And every OHSAA Radio Network broadcast is available at OHSAA.org on your computer and your mobile device. Stay tuned. We'll have the starting lineups and the tip-off of tonight's game. It's Lorraine and Archbishop Moeller in the first of two D1 state semifinals. Right now, we'll pause for these messages from the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Hi, I'm Ron Stokes, analyst for Ohio State basketball.
I'm Jim Lachey, analyst for Ohio State football.
Want an edge on your competition?
Start by eating a balanced, nutrient-rich diet packed with protein, carbohydrates, and dairy.
And finish with a low-fat or fat-free chocolate milk that provides 9 essential nutrients to replenish the fluids lost when you've given it your all.
You've trained, practiced, and played. Now fuel up with chocolate milk.
For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
American Dairy Association Mideast is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get up off Hank of Freedom, drive the American road. And with up off Hank of Freedom, find your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Urbana University, a branch campus of Franklin University, prepares students for successful careers. With 17 NCAA Division II sports and more than 25 academic programs, including education, criminal justice, sport management, exercise science, cybersecurity, environmental science, and health sciences, Urbana makes it possible to earn an affordable education close to home. Learn more about Urbana or set up a campus visit at urbana.edu.
The game is over, but this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
The following is a broadcast presentation of the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
Lorraine and Moeller ready to tip things off. The starting lineup for the Titans in the backcourt, Devone Grant and Cam Davis. Forwards are Jordan Jackson, David Wetherington, Tavon Pierre-Lewis in the middle. For Moeller, Isaiah Payton, Jeremiah Davenport are the guards. Carlos Garcia, Alec Freem are the forwards. Jackson Hayes at 6'10 in the post. Officials for tonight's game, Gregory Ryder, Greg Mock, and Aaron Winner. They'll make the impartial calls in tonight's Division I state semifinal. Jackie Winden, they're about to gather around the center circle. A couple of keys that are on your mind as we get ready to tip things off.
I think it's important for Lorraine to get off to a quick start. You know, this is a big stage. Moeller's been here before, but for Lorraine to just settle in and get up and down quickly, really attack the inside of Moeller and put some pressure on their bigs.
Moeller and White, they are the home team. Lorraine in their navy blue uniforms. All the pregame talk is over. It is time to play basketball. Tip goes up. Hayes wins it. Tapped into the backcourt. Here comes Isaiah Payton for the Crusaders. They move left to right as Jackie and I view the court here at the Schottenstein Center. First touch of the night for Carlos Garcia. Lorraine matching up in a man-to-man. Driving, Freem banks it up. It rolls out. Tavon Pierre-Lewis with the first rebound of the basketball game. And here come the Titans of Lorraine High School. No score, just underway at the Schottenstein Center. Tavon Pierre-Lewis, 6'6", a junior. Now Devone Grant gets into the paint, turns around, soft shot, too hard off the back rim, and the rebound ripped out of there by Jeremiah Davenport. He drives all the way to the bucket, absorbs some contact, lays it in, and that's the first bucket of the ball game. Moeller goes up, 2-0. They advance the ball quickly to Dave Wetherington. Wetherington, one-armed right-handed pass up to the top of the key. Now over into the far corner. Driving Davis, lays it high off the glass, won't go in. And Carlos Garcia rips down the ball for the Crusaders of Moeller High School. Into the corner, Freem passed up an open three. 2-0, Moeller on top. They were in the state championship game 1 year ago. Turned away by Maslin Jackson in the final. Freem again passes up an open shot at the top. Payton. Back to Freem and now over to Garcia. Hayes is standing at about the foul line. Towering Freem at 6'10". frame. Tries to dump it down low, deflected out of bounds. A very patient approach so far, Jackie, for Moeller.
Well, a little bit of a sagging man-to-man here for Lorraine, and by design. They're trying to really put a lot of bodies and a lot of pressure inside. Obviously, with Moeller's height, they've got a lot to worry about in there, so you're not seeing the type of ball pressure that you might expect out on the perimeter.
Hayes to frame. There goes the three. Right wing. Too strong. Garcia, the offensive board. He puts it up and in. His first basket, and it's 4-0 Moeller.
Well, they're baiting him into the long ball, but you've got to box out on the weak side and come down with the basketball.
Jordan Jackson controls the point. Lewis up top. Bounce pass on a back cut to Grant. Throws it through traffic. Jump shot on the way from Jackson is too strong from the corner. Rebound to Lewis, misses the bunny underneath. And the rebound cleared away by Jeremiah Davenport. He knifes through the lane, right-hander on the run, no. Rebound tipped up by Hayes, not there. And now back out into the front court to Payton. Isaiah Payton is a senior guard. Averages 10 points a game. Freem has it near the top. And back to Payton. Moeller ball. 5:20 to go. First quarter. They're up 4-0 on the Lorraine Titans. Freem to Garcia. He'll launch a three. Not there. Too strong. Rebound comes off to the Titans. Almost thrown away. Tavon Pierre-Lewis goes to get it. I just noticed that Lewis wearing two different kinds of shoes. One blue, one white. Lorraine ball. Driving underneath. Trap. Now Lewis has it in the lane. He has it knocked away. Nice hands by Davenport of Moeller. He knocks the ball out of bounds.
Well, some good aggressive play here by Lorraine early. They're doing a nice job of attacking the rim, not really settling for some outside shots, but they've got to find a way to connect. They're just a little bit rushed, and give credit to Moeller's interior for not necessarily blocking shots, but just being disruptive.
They get it into Pierre Lewis right under the basket. He muscles it up and in. Tavon Pierre Lewis, the 6'6 junior. He gets his first basket and gets Lorraine on the board. 4-2 Moeller. Crusaders bring the ball ahead. Pierre Lewis averaging 16 points, 9 rebounds a game, nearly a double-double average. 4:27 to go, first quarter. This is Payton. It's into the hands now of Jack McCracken, who has checked in for the Crusaders. First man off the bench for Carl Kramer. Garcia pump fakes a three, steps inside the arc, still doesn't shoot it. Now they get it down low. Davenport just outside the lane on the left. McCracken back to Davenport, forces up the three, hits the rim, no. Comes down to Tavon Pierre-Lewis. He is a rebounding machine. He takes it coast to coast, lays it up and in.
Tremendous take in the open floor. Averages 16 a game. Great handle. Nice job of going north to south all the way in for the easy two.
Pierre Lewis had 13 points, 8 rebounds in their regional final win against Toledo St. John's. McCracken, high post, down low. Garcia posting up on the low right block, puts it up, has it blocked by Lewis. He comes away with it for the Titans. Pierre Lewis to the left block, puts it up, had it partially blocked, and Davenport out of there with it for Moeller. Foul as he comes back up the court.
You know, great take in transition, but a tremendous job there by Davenport to sprint back and transition game and contest the look, come down with the rebound, then Moeller's able to attack going the other way and draws the foul. Both teams really trying to get out and allow their defense to create some offense out in the early going.
Well, after rebounds, outlet passes are optional. These guys are putting it on the floor and running up the court. Here's Freem getting into the lane, leaves his feet, fires, and hits.
Great touch going to his left, coming across, shoots it right-handed. Nice soft finish.
Makes it 6-4 Moeller. We have 3:10 to go here in the opening quarter. A very fast-paced game, but not a whole lot of scoring yet. 6-4. Moeller on top, looking for a chance to move on to the state championship game tomorrow night at 8:30. Devone Grant into the paint. Left his feet, threw it up there off the back rim. Rebound to Davenport. Long pass up court is tipped out of bounds. It goes off Carlos Garcia last. Moeller turns it over.
Well, Grant with a little bit of a one-on-one move at the other end. Lorraine spreading the floor. They went five out that last time, just really trying to get him going. This is a guy that averages over 20 per game. has been sensational during the tournament run, but just not able to connect there one-on-one, taking a little bit of a physical contact trying to get to the rim.
Grant pumped in 34 in their regional semifinal upset win over St. Edward's, so he can't fill it up. Tavon Pierre-Lewis gives it to Cameron Davis. He wants to drive all the way to the bucket, lays it up too strong off the glass. Alec Freem down with the rebound. Here comes Hayes. His dunk attempt is no good. They get the ball to Grant. Lorraine on the attack. Charging foul. Devon Grant just picked up his second foul.
And that's a big break there for Moeller. Tremendous job to sprint back and take the contact as Grant came away with the basketball. Head down. Tried to attack the rim and create. Goes right through the Moeller defender and Jackson Hayes and picks up his second foul.
Well, here's the other big developing story, Jackie. Miles McBride is in the game for Cincinnati Archbishop Moeller. McBride, the 6'2 junior, his first game of the season. He fires a jumper from the top of the key. It rims off short. The rebound comes down to Alec Freem. He puts it back up and in. He has four. And Moeller leads it by a score of 8-4. We're at the two-minute mark of the first quarter. So McBride, who was injured during football season, expected to be one of their top basketball stars this year. He's a commit to West Virginia to play for Bob Huggins. And he is making his season debut here in the state semifinals. And right now, Lorraine holding the ball in front court as Moeller starts into a little bit of a zone look. Devon Grant has it stripped away from behind. And a reach-in foul is going to be called against the Crusaders.
And that was an aggressive take there by Grant. Again, remember, he's already got two fouls in the basketball game, but they stretched the floor out, went four corners, and he put it on the ground to attack, and Moeller sagging in there was able to kind of pitch the ball loose, but Grant the benefit there with the blocking foul.
John Rossitano rolling the dice, keeping Grant on the floor. They get it into him in the corner, right corner three. There it is. That's the reason you keep him out there.
That's just it. He had 21 points in the second half of his 29 in the regional final. Just a matter of time before that young man gets going.
That makes it 8-7. Moeller by one. 1:15 to go. McBride has the ball. Gives it over to Carlos Garcia. He'll pop a three from the top, and it is not there. Long rebound comes off to Jordan Jackson of Lorraine. Titans moving right to left. John Rossitano says one shot, or at least to take some time here. There's 59 seconds left in the first quarter. Poked away from behind and stolen away. Davenport comes up with the loose ball. Gets it ahead into the corner. Now to Garcia down low. Turns around, gets fouled. He's going to go to the line for two shots. We'll see which Lorraine player gets the foul. I believe that'll be against Sledge. Jaden Sledge off the bench picks up his first team foul, number three. And Carlos Garcia at the foul line, a 71% foul shooter. 1 point game right now. The shot, and that is off the mark, no good. We welcome all of you watching in on our Spectrum Sports coverage tonight as well, and myspectrumsports.com, as well as our radio network audience. Great crowd for Lorraine, looking right at Carlos Garcia. He hits the second shot, and he has 3 points, and it's 9-7. 37 seconds left in the first quarter. Tavon Pierre-Lewis handling it like a point guard out near the timeline right now. Guarded by Davenport, who's playing with a bandage over his right eye. Tavon Pierre-Lewis gets into the lane, jump stop, puts it up. A little reverse almost, and it rolls off the front rim. Rebound to Davenport. He goes straight to the bucket, fires it from about eight. Not there. Rebound put back up and in by Jackson Hayes. That's his first two. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. 11-7 Moeller. Jumper from the right wing by Devon Grant is no good. And that brings us to the end of quarter number one. 8 minutes into the D1 state semifinal. Your score, Moeller 11, and Lorraine, 7th. Back with second quarter action. First, we'll pause for these messages from your local stations on the OHSAA Radio Network.
Every week, Spectrum Sports is your home for high school basketball. With live and streaming games throughout the season. Expert analysis and in-depth discussion during high school blitz. And inspiring highlights and features on air and on Facebook. From the tip-off to the final buzzer and everything on the road to state, high school basketball lives here. Lives here. The exclusive home of the OHSAA. Spectrum Sports. Exclusively on Spectrum.
Hey, there's my son.
Hey, Dad.
What's wrong with your voice?
There is nothing wrong with my voice.
Well, it's just sort of.
Hello, Dad.
Susan? Guys, I think it's about time to get in the car and maybe see some green things.
What are these green things you speak of?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Seven, Moeller leading Lorraine after 1 4-point game. Let's check in on the sidelines with Ashley Collins.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Just listening in to Moeller on the huddle. Coach Kramer, he says those shots will go in eventually. You guys need to keep pushing. Things that Lorraine's having some trouble with their length at the rim. Look for the high-low. He said just keep pushing that, guys.
Jackie Winden, the Moeller Crusaders, 5 of 15. Lorraine, 3 of 12, so 27 total shots. These guys, no shot clock needed.
That's just it. And three of those attempts for Lorraine were from long range. So they're really just 2 of 9 inside. They've done a tremendous job going north and south and getting to the rim. They just have to do a better job of finishing.
Hayes only one bucket, Jackie, in that first quarter. That was an offensive putback. Well, Lorraine has the ball on the restart. Moeller in the zone. Tavon Pierre-Lewis right in the middle of the zone. He'll bring it back out into the front court to Devon Grant, who picked up two fouls but did not leave the game. He leans in from the foul line, left it short. And the rebound down to Davenport. That is his sixth rebound already. He throws it away, though, at half court. Cameron Davis has it. Jordan Jackson back. He has the ball. There goes a three on the left wing. Short, and the rebound pulled down by Hayes, and man, is he long. 6'10", great wingspan. He's going to call for the ball down low right now, but Moeller could not get it to him. Crusaders ball, they're up by 4. We're a minute in to the second quarter. There goes a long three by Payton, and that is perfect from the right side.
Now his first look from long range, feet set, and let it fly. Finds the bottom of the net, and a good sign to get the outside game going for Moeller. Really open things up if they can stretch out the floor a little bit for the big guys inside.
Well, they settle back in the zone now. And they swing it on the left. Lorraine has the ball. Weatherington to Tavon Pierre-Lewis. He's on the right, guarded by Freem now. Grant from the right corner. Perfect. Devon Grant has 6. Lorraine needed that one desperately. That makes it 14-10. And now Pierre-Lewis with a block. Lorraine throws it away, though, and now Devon Grant steals it back. It is Titans ball. He gets stopped by Carlos Garcia. Bounces it over to Pierre-Lewis on the right. John Rossitano wants everybody to move.
Well, they've been very stagnant on offense. Maybe one or two passes, then trying to create one-on-one off the dribble.
Pierre-Lewis high on the right. Cameron Davis, and out of Weatherington. They give it to Lewis, leans in and throws it away. Bad pass right to Carlos Garcia. Get a stoppage in play. I want to ask you about this Moeller defense. It looks like they are switching between zone and man, even on the same possession.
Yeah, they've thrown a couple little different looks at, but they're switching in that man as well, so you're going to get some mismatches. They just haven't been able to take advantage in stretching some of the big guys out to have to guard on the perimeter.
Carlos Garcia gets it from Payton and dribbles to the right wing. 5:20 to go. We're in the second quarter. 14-10 Moeller. They lead the upset-minded Lorraine Titans. Garcia into the lane, runs into a crowd, and passes it back out to Payton. Very patient for Moeller. Hayes hands it off to Payton. High off the glass, not there. Put back, tipped up and in on the second effort. by Jackson Hayes. He has four. That makes it 16-10. Moeller with a half dozen lead. Second quarter, just past the 5-minute mark. Great crowd here at the shot. Cameron Davis inside, dishes it off to Wetherington. Blocked by Hayes. We're going to say that a lot tonight. Boy, Davenport took a terrible tumble right in front of us. Moeller advances the ball. Garcia somehow misses a bunny underneath. And Cameron Davis comes out of there for it with Lorraine, but he's in trouble in the backcourt. Here they come near the sideline. It's picked off by Moeller. Garcia trying to take it to the rim. And guess who steals it? Tavon Pierre-Lewis. John Rossitano wants a 30-second timeout. I think everybody needs some oxygen out there, and I do as well. Incredible.
Fast-paced start here. Just both teams trying to get some rhythm offensively and just not able to do so. A lot of missed shots, deflections by defenses, just keeping both teams off kilter at the offensive end.
I tell you, I'm enjoying watching Jeremiah Davenport rebound the basketball. He already has six rebounds, but how about Jackson Hayes? He has seven for the Crusaders. My friends, today's game is brought to you in part by our lineup of great sponsors, including Chocolate Milk. Fuel up with Chocolate Milk. By Spectrum Sports, the home of Ohio high school sports. The Ohio National Guard, it's time to learn what you are made of. And by Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, when your child needs a hospital, everything matters. In fact, thank Brent Ford for all of his great work here as our producer and engineer. Aaron Cassidy on duty, overseeing the entire operation. David Wilson, Jackie Winden, Ashley Collins here at the shot. Lorraine, ball, and Grant fires a long three from the top. That rims off. Jackson Hayes grabs rebound number 8. Here comes Isaiah Payton. Long three, deep behind the top of the key, high off the rim, and it finally drops through.
We'll talk about a shooter's roll there, but nice high arcing three. Got the benefit of the doubt, hits the rim twice, and rolls in, but had that not gone in, Jackson Hayes just finding himself settling in down there on the inside, as you mentioned. Already 5 rebounds in the evening, and we're just getting started.
6 for Payton. That shot made it 19-10. It's the largest lead for Moeller. Wetherington for 3. That missed everything, and the rebound comes off to Isaiah Payton. Payton gets it inside to Davenport. Double team, turns around, throws it up anyway, and it is perfect. Isaiah Payton to Jeremiah Davenport. He has 4. 21-10. This is the danger zone for the Titans.
Absolutely. They're just really stagnant at the offensive end, and just a couple of moves in terms of swinging the basketball right to left and then taking some ill-advised long shots, and then again off the dribble trying to create. Have gotten some good opportunities but just cannot get the ball to go in. Just struggling from the floor right now. 4 of 18 for 22%. Having trouble keeping pace.
Davenport picked up the foul. His first, team foul number 2. He's going to get a breather. McBride is back in. Also, Alec Freem comes in. Garcia gets a rest. Lorraine ball, Jackson to Tavon Pierre-Lewis. And this zone, the matchup zone and the switching between man and zone is really giving Lorraine fits. They're trying to adjust. Tavon Pierre-Lewis, a jump pass to Wetherington, to Sledge, and now to Jackson on the right wing. Lorraine ball, but it's knocked away. They dive for it near the Moeller bench. And someone was out of bounds. It's going to stay Lorraine ball.
Well, good hustle play there by McBride to jump out in the passing lane. Came away with the basketball, but in his effort to collect it on the floor, ended up out of bounds.
Moeller, a 3-time state champion under Carl Kramer. Kramer in his 27th year on the Moeller sideline. Devone Grant has the ball, picked up by Frame at the top side of the Moeller zone. Lorraine moving right to left. Here's a long three by Sledge. He can fill it up from distance, but that one is too strong. Rebound comes down to Moeller. Payton, the point guard, he stands out between the circles. Bream gets it over to McCracken, who has logged some minutes. There goes another long three by Payton. How can you defend it? He's 8 feet behind the arc. He nails it.
And he's catching right in stride, keeps the ball high, right in the shooting pocket, collects and fires. That ball had beautiful rotation on it. Didn't need a bounce or two to get that one to roll in.
Lorraine Ball down 14. Sledge, catch and shoot three on the left. He got it.
Yeah, that was a much better shot for him. A little bit caught, got in flight. Nice rhythm to that shot. Found the bottom of the net. Shot that ball with confidence.
Hayes, a little off balance, fired up the shot from straight on at about the foul line. It was short. And a reach-in foul in the backcourt against Miles McBride. Second on Deuce. Third on the team. 1:27 remaining before half. It's halftime already? 1:27 to go, second quarter.
Well, it's been an up-and-down half. Just five fouls committed.
I think only one 30-second timeout has been taken. So no stoppages of play. Tavon Pierre-Lewis will bring it up. Gets a ball screen from Sledge. Back to Sledge. There goes a three at the top. He got another one.
You can just tell he's shooting the ball with great confidence. A little bit light in the legs and letting it fly.
Sledge with six. Get the ball in the hands of Bream, and they're going to call him on a travel with 1:04 to go. So, Moeller turns it over. It is a 24-16 lead. For Moeller, it is down to eight after they led by 14. Two big threes by Sledge for Lorraine.
And Lorraine just looks a little bit more settled in here as this game has progressed. You never knew how they were going to respond. First time here in a while, but they're looking a little bit lighter on their feet.
Sledge tried a layup this time, and Hayes says no way. He swats it, and Payton now is fouled as he goes sprinting into the lane at the other end. Hayes was not going to tolerate the little guy bringing it into his area.
Yeah, that's a big foul right there. They called that on Devon Grant.
Picks up his third. John Rossitano. Here's the shot. It's up and good. Payton was the man fouled, so he hits the free throw and has 10 points. 25-16. Has one more shot to try and make it a 10-point game, but he gets Grant out of there now. Rossitano questioning that last foul call.
And I think he was trying to convince him to call on Cameron Davis. Both guys were in there as Payton went down the middle of the floor, but Grant walked away with his third foul.
Foul shot, no good. Tremendous collision. They're going to get a foul called against Payton as Davis went sprawling. So Isaiah Payton, wrong place, wrong time, diving for the basketball. It was loose. And the foul goes against Payton, his first team fourth. We have 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Dan Ross is going to stop by at halftime, talk with us, OHSAA commissioner. Pierre Lewis tries to get by McCracken. Moeller on the defense. It is a 9-point game, 25-16, and another hand check foul. That's going to go against Jack McCracken. Moeller had really been tough to solve for Lorraine early with that zone.
Well, then they've been man too, but there just hasn't been much movement for Lorraine to really dictate any type of movement or rotation. They really haven't had to defend. It's just guarding the ball one-on-one and really just trying to put out and put some ball pressure on it, but they're going to back off now.
12 seconds left. Lorraine will take the last shot. Tavon Pierre-Lewis gets a ball screen from Jordan Jackson. Now he's on the left wing with five. To the baseline with three. Wetherington running three from the left, short, and that's the end of the half. So the Titans once trailed by 14, and they look now at a 9-point deficit here at halftime. Your score, Moeller, 25, and the Titans, 16. Ashley Collins is caught up with John Rossitano of the Titans.
All right, Coach, struggling some on offense, but seeming to settle in as the half progressed. What's going to be different in the second?
Playing really good initial defense. We just got to rebound the second, third shots off their misses. And down in the offensive end, we just got to make some shots. We got to settle in the game a little bit better, make a couple shots. You know, we've been down last three games in tournament time and halftime, and, you know, we got what we want. You know, we're confident and make a couple shots, rebound the basketball, we're right back at them.
How difficult has it been switching to the man to zone?
They're very good defensively. Their size has bothered us a little bit. We got to adjust to that. But if we make a couple shots, I guess, so we're back at them.
All right, good luck in the second half, Coach. Guys.
Ashley, thank you very much. John Rossitano sounds like he needs a Ricola after getting them through this big tournament run.
Well, they've had a lot of tight games and been in some high-pressure situations, and you can tell right there that he's confident with this ball club. They're getting some opportunities. They've just got to settle in and find a way to finish.
Isaiah Payton with 10 points for the Crusaders. And the developing story for Lorraine, Devone Grant, 3 first-half fouls. 25-16, Lorraine trailing Archbishop Moeller here at halftime. When we come back, we'll have our halftime show, including a chat with Dr. Dan Ross. That's when we continue from the shot. After this timeout, we'll pause for these messages from your local stations on the OHSAA radio network.
Hi, I'm Ron Stokes, analyst for Ohio State basketball.
I'm Jim Lachey, analyst for Ohio State football.
Want to edge on your competition?
Start by eating a balanced, nutrient-rich diet packed with protein, carbohydrates, and dairy.
And finish with a low-fat or fat-free chocolate milk. It provides 9 essential nutrients to replenish the fluids lost when you've given it your all.
You've trained, practiced, and played. Now fuel up with chocolate milk.
For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
American Dairy Association Mideast is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Only 0.5% of all high school student-athletes play basketball in college. But all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball in their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up. Lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Bill Hoskett, Ohio State basketball All-American, NBA champion, and Olympic gold medalist on sportsmanship.
Winning and losing can teach kids many lessons, but interscholastic athletics are truly about respecting your opponent, representing your school, and building the foundation for a lifetime of success. High school sports create memories that last a lifetime, and the member schools of the Ohio High School Athletic Association are committed to following a high set of standards. Whether it's on the court or in the stands, we can all do our part to respect the game.
A message from the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
Brad Paisley, Weekend Warrior World Tour. April 5th, Schottenstein Center. With special guests Dustin Lynch, Chase Bryant, and Lindsay L. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
Well, it is halftime here at the Shot, Division I state semifinals off and running. After the first half, Moeller leads Lorraine 25-16, and a long way to go. Should be an exciting finish in the third and fourth quarters. Right now, happy to welcome to Press Row Dr. Dan Ross, Commissioner of the OHSAA. Dr. Ross, great to be with you, and we're even on TV right now.
That's a great thing. Spectrum Thank you Sports for the invitation.
It's great to see you.
I really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
You know, I had mentioned this to you a couple of days ago, but now that we're on a public forum, I'm going to compliment you again. We had the beautiful young lady singing the national anthem at one of the girls' state tournament games. She forgot the words. The crowd helped her pull her through. She was very upset. I saw her go off the court crying. Her mother was consoling her. First person to walk up to her, you. I thought that was fantastic, and I know you gave her some encouraging words. And
well, we had a wonderful talk, and I think the name of everything we should be doing should be around kids and what's good for kids. And anytime we have a chance to do that and somebody struggled, and we try to help her make something positive out of that, and she came out the next time, and she just absolutely knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, she's a talented young girl.
She's a great young lady.
Well, this is a great time of year, and I know I talked to a lot of the staffers during these half times and just around the arena. It is tiresome. It's chaotic these 2 weekends, but you guys are always so happy. Everybody has a smile. It's the dedication that I think you have kind of instilled in the staff and the team you've put together. Is that a lot of a pride for you to see how everyone working here enjoys it so much?
Well, I think they do. Yes, is it tiring? Yes, it is. But I think you try to put people in places where they can shine and put them in their areas of strength. And if you look at most of the things that happen with what how we do our business, somebody excels with that, and that's something that they love to do, which makes the whole organization shine. And I think they love it, and we love it too.
Dr. Ross, this, I've heard this a number of times. Other states send people here to kind of check it out because it sort of become a standard for really how high school tournaments should be run.
And we have a lot of visitors, but. But that I think that speaks really, really highly for the team that we have. And not only the team with OHSAA, the team of our school people, our media people, our officials. Everybody has to be pulling together to make this all work and to partner with the SHOT. And we just mentioned it. This is 20 years of being in the SHOT State Center. But everybody working together has to work together to make the product excel, and when it excels, people want to say, okay, how you doing that? And we can't believe that you do this, and they want to come and see.
You know, so much goes into this. You know, we're talking about 850 or so schools across the state of Ohio, and you have these tournaments going on, and yet I know you had a couple of board meetings, and, you know, business goes on, right?
It does. It does. While you have everybody here, it's really wonderful to be able to say, okay, can we get this done? Can we get this done so we don't have people coming from, you know, all over the corners of Ohio next week for something different? And when you could have made that work. So we try to schedule our time in and around the events that everybody else is here for so that our boards and the people that we need to meet with, we can get that taken care of. And they do such a wonderful job of making that work. They're flexible with their schedule, and it makes it very helpful.
You've spent a lot of time as the commissioner at these tournaments, but you were a referee at the state finals, right?
I was. I was blessed. I think I had seven state finals. I was in somebody reminded me this morning that I was in Alderton and then another one that he worked, so that would have been 8 that I got a chance to spend. And that's such a wonderful experience. It gives me a great opportunity because I love having the conversation with the officials before the ball games because having been there, you can take a couple of seconds because when they're getting started, a lot of times they're more nervous than the players.
Yep.
And help them settle down a little bit.
You're very diligent. I see you every game coming out and talking to the 3 officials.
Well, I don't want to ever miss one.
Yeah.
That's part of the routine. I want to talk to the coaches and that they know if there's something else that we can do, we would love to be able to do that, but that we're here for them and let's take good care of the kids.
That's a great perspective that you have. Just a different variety of positions and capacities in high school sports. Did you try to draw on all that during your time as the commissioner?
I think so. You know, having been in schools for 30-plus years and been a kindergarten teacher and taught at BGSU. So I've had a wonderful opportunity to be in the middle of all that. But all of those school experiences are very, very helpful when you have a school that has an issue that you can understand because you've been there. You've been there. When there's an official has an issue, you can understand because you've been there. When a coach has an issue, you can understand because you've been there. So it's not necessarily the answer, but it certainly helps sometimes solve the problem.
Well, I've heard that you are, quote, unquote, retiring from being the commissioner.
I am.
Which will be, I think, sometime in the fall. Is that right?
Yeah, it'll be sometime probably in the late summer. And I'm really excited about that. I love what I do, but I think it's time to do something else. I love working with kids, and I want to get back and maybe be in spots where I'm a little bit closer to the kids than where I am. And when you start this out, you start in because you love and care about kids and you're passionate about that, and you want to make sure that that's the, where you tie your business. And the farther that you go through your jobs, the farther you get away from what was that passion that got you, you started. So I want to kind of connect with that. We're going to do some traveling and visit the family and the grandkids. We got 9 grandkids, and I'm excited. I'm really excited. I will miss everyone, but it'll be a fun thing.
Anything in mind that you might want to try to do?
I just want to do something to help kids and help people.
Yeah. One of the reasons, and I know our time is sneaking by here, but I know one of the many reasons that I've liked you over the years that I've been doing this, I know you're a big radio guy.
I love the radio.
You love radio sports and high school coverage on radio?
I do. Once the summer starts, I listen to baseball every night on the radio. I grew up that way, and I just think in small communities, there's a real quality for what happens with trusting the information that they receive on the radio from people that they know and they respect. And I love what the radio does, and I'm a fan for that.
You guys have done a great job with the radio network here. I appreciate the chance to be a part of it. Always great to talk with you. I thank you for coming by for a few minutes. Enjoy the rest of the weekend and championship Saturday tomorrow, Dr.
We will do that. Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for all your time and effort and support for high school sports.
Pleasure is all mine.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Dr. Dan Ross joining us here. He's the commissioner of the OHSAA. It is halftime of tonight's game. About 4 minutes away from the start of the second half. 25-16, Moeller leading Lorraine. Stay tuned. We'll have more coming up from the shot. Right now, we'll pause for these messages from your local stations on the OHSAA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ron Stokes, analyst for Ohio State basketball.
I'm Jim Lachey, analyst for Ohio State football.
Want to edge on your competition?
Start by eating a balanced, nutrient-rich diet packed with protein, carbohydrates, and dairy.
And finish with a low-fat or fat-free chocolate milk that provides 9 essential nutrients to replenish the fluids lost when you've given it your all.
You've trained, practiced, and played. Now fuel up with chocolate milk.
For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
American Dairy Association Mideast is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Not only can the OHSAA's online fan guide help you get from here to the tournament game there, but it can also help you relive the sights and sounds of a great high school sporting event. The fan guide has driving directions to regional and state tournaments and ticket information, including several online ticketing options. If the game is out of town, a list of area hotels and restaurants is there too. After the game, the fan guide has apparel and OHSAA gear, official programs, DVDs, and photos. It's the OHSAA fan guide. Log on to OHSAA.org/fanguide today.
Journey. Def Leppard. 2018's Tour of the Year. Columbus, get ready. Johnstein Center, August 22nd. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. Rock music icons. Journey. Def Leppard. For VIP packages and more, visit JourneyMusic.com and DefLeppard.com.
Hi, I'm Will Trapp from Columbus Crew SC. Playing soccer for my high school team helped me reach my goal of playing in the MLS and included winning a state championship. That's a thrill I will never forget. But please remember that how we play the game is just as important as wins and losses. Sports can teach kids so many life lessons, and we all have a part to play in making this a positive experience that builds character. In the stands and on the field, let's all do our part to respect the game.
This message brought to you by the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
Halftime of the shot, 25-16. Moeller leading Lorraine. Ashley Collins is with Moeller's Carl Kramer.
Thanks, Coach. You said these guys were loose and confident. They certainly came out and played that way. How do you keep it going?
Well, you know, really, I thought we struggled in the first half. Our cuts weren't as hard as they should be. We felt like defensively we liked it, but we thought offensively we can play better. So we hopefully will get that second half.
I have to ask the student section, so how much do you think these guys are feeding off of that and it's going to help going forward?
100%. It's a pride of our school. It's what we're all about. So they help us a lot.
All right, good luck in the second half, Coach.
Ashley, thank you very much. Jackie Winden rejoins us here courtside as we get ready for the start of the third quarter. The whole first half took about 30 minutes. These guys were really moving up and down the court, Jackie.
Yeah, they were fast-paced, but not a lot of finishes. I mean, both teams really struggled to score the basketball in terms of amounting to runs at times. Just 26% from the floor was Lorraine. They got some tremendous looks inside early, but that put a little bit of pressure then on their defense because they weren't able to score the basketball with ease. But give Moeller credit, 23 first-half rebounds, 7 at the offensive end. They were tremendous at finishing possessions and really helped build on this now 9-point lead.
Both of these teams are good shooting teams. Crusaders over 50% as a team and Lorraine 45. So both very much below those numbers.
And you just don't know what pressure is going to do. And in terms of these situations, you mentioned it's been a while since Lorraine's been here, but Sledge came off the bench, hit 2 big threes, I think somewhat invigorated Lorraine at the offensive end, but they're going to need a big push from their first five, or their top five, here to start the second half.
Underway here in the third quarter, it is Moeller ball on the restart. It is Isaiah Payton who pumped in 10 in the first half. He leads all scorers. Ball now to Davenport. Jeremiah Davenport heading to Wright State to be a Raider for his college career. Payton fakes a long three, drives inside, runs into Pierre Lewis, now steps back and shoots and missed it short. Rebound to Cameron Davis, to David Wetherington on the fast break. He scores and add the foul.
Yeah, that's defense creating offense right there. Nice job of getting the outlet and throwing it. Davis with a nice outlet pass and nice job by Wetherington to run down, collect, take the contact and finish. And when you're struggling to get going offensively, it's nice to just get out and get some easy transition baskets, and that's a good start to the second half for Lorraine.
Shot is up and good. 3-point play by Wetherington. 25-19. Moeller by 6, and they have the ball. Garcia passes up a long three. Cream, top of the key now for the Crusaders. Hands it off to Payton. They're running the weave up top. Garcia, right-hand dribble, tosses a pass over to Freem, steps up to the top of the key and shoots, missed it. Long rebound tip back out, another offensive rebound for Moeller. Davenport, he'll shoot at top of the key three, and he got it. They say it is a three. Davenport with 7, 28-19.
11 of their 28 points now, second chance points. Just keeping possessions alive and giving themselves multiple opportunities, taking its toll on Lorraine.
Lorraine just threw it out of bounds. It's a turnover as Pierre Lewis threw it out. Moeller ball, let's pause for station ID time on the OHSAA radio network. They throw it right into Jackson Hayes. He banks it in. The 6'10 senior now has 6. That bucket makes it 30-19. Moeller, lob pass inside. Tavon Pierre-Lewis, he puts it up and in.
They're settling in a little bit at the offensive end is Lorraine, but they've got to get some answers here at the defensive end, mainly with defending Hayes inside.
Here's a jump shot by Freem. That's off to the right as it clinks. And Tavon Pierre-Lewis grabs the rebound. He wants to take it all the way in. Does so, but misses the layup. Freem down with the rebound. Alec Freem goes coast to coast. Lays it up short. Rebound down to Lorraine. Pierre-Lewis cherry-picking at the other end. They got it to him. He draws the foul from Jackson Hayes. That'll be the first on the big man. 5:36 to go in the third quarter. And Lorraine down by 9.
Well, good aggressive take there by Pierre Lewis. It was just a one-on-one with him and Hayes in the open floor, and he went right at Hayes. Hayes already with 3 block shots for the evening, but that didn't back down Pierre Lewis.
2 shots for Tavon. First is short. 63% foul shooter. Lorraine, a 66% free throw shooting team.
And when you're climbing back into the basketball game, you cannot leave points out there on the floor, missing that first one with a chance to complete A two-shot free throw.
Missed them both. One was short, one was long. Davenport down with the rebound. Jeremiah Davenport almost lost it, and it is taken away by Devone Grant. He drives to the bucket, right-hand layup, high off the glass. It goes.
I'll tell you what, great touch there. He knew how high he had to go off the glass, altered his shot just enough to outreach the Davenport attempted block and got the roll.
Devone Grant now has 8. 30-23 Moeller, 7-point lead for the Crusaders. They have the ball. Alec Freem, he'll try that jumper again, top of the key, and it rattles out. Rebound comes down to Jordan Jackson of the Lorraine Titans. Titans on the attack, moving left to right as Jackie and I view the court here at the shot. Grant thought about a three, dumps it off to Jordan Jackson. He's fouled. And the Moeller Crusaders starting to get a little grabby and picking up some fouls.
Well, they've been forced to kind of stretch out because of Lorraine's threat from long range and having to guard the ball in the perimeter and give Lorraine credit. As opposed to settling for some of those long range attempts, they took 10 three-point shots out of 23 attempts in the first half. They're being much more aggressive at attacking the rim. And they've reaped the results of it here in the first 4 minutes of action in the second half.
Carl Kramer wants to talk it over. Moeller takes a 30-second timeout. Hey, friends, Spectrum Sports is the television home of the OHSAA, connecting you to the games that matter to you. Your players, your teams, your schools, it's happening on Spectrum if it's happening in high school sports. You can also visit myspectrumsports.com. We welcome all of you watching in tonight, picking up our OHSAA radio network broadcast. And watching along on Spectrum.
Well, a good time out there by Moeller. It's time to, you know, regroup a little bit. I think they've gotten caught with Freem shooting those 15-foot shots. Not a bad shot, but, you know, you miss them both and no offensive rebounds to show for it. Now Lorraine's able to go in transition. I'd like to see them go back to getting Hayes touches on the inside. I mean, he's just head and shoulders literally above anybody on the roster for Lorraine. He's got to get the ball. The offense needs to go through touches inside for him.
Hayes has only 6 points, and I can only think of a couple of times, Jackie, that they've put it into him posting up on the block. Try to get it down low, and it's kicked away by Hayes. Now, how about this? Jordan Jackson was trying to post up on Jackson Hayes, and that ball was knocked away by Hayes. But what if it had gotten to Jackson? What was he going to do?
Well, 6'4", 6'10", but it forces the defense, though, to have to rotate. He might not drop step and score it. But then you can get some slash cutters going to the rim or create some movement out of that. So throwing in the ball isn't a bad option there. Now it might be if he turns to try and score it, but it could create movement for Lorraine at the offensive end.
Tavon Pierre-Lewis, he'll go in strong against Hayes. Leaves it short, but got his own miss and put it back up and in.
Well, he's not afraid to be physical, and he's going right at Hayes. Two good possessions for him in the second half, going right at the big man.
It is a 5-point game. Lorraine has pulled within 5, 30-25. And now Garcia tries to bounce it into Hayes, and it's picked off. Garcia steals it right back, goes in for Moeller, puts it off the glass, and scores. Now a whistle in the backcourt and a foul. That's going to be called against Moeller. 32-25. McBride back in. He picks up the foul. That is number 3 on McBride, who is making a surprise return to the lineup. And a steal in the backcourt by Payton. Bad pass by Pierre-Lewis. McBride shoots, cannot get it. And an on-the-back foul is going to be called against Jeremiah Davenport, going on the back of Pierre-Lewis. They may have changed the call. They signaled foul on Garcia. That's number 3 on Garcia. I think Davenport and everyone else thought it was going to be on him for flying in there over the back of Pierre-Lewis. Now Garcia's out of the game with 3 fouls. I think Davenport might have gotten a break there. He only has 1 foul now. 3:47 to go. We're in the third quarter. 32-25, Moeller leading it by 7. Lorraine tries to dump it inside, and Freem short-circuits that play and knocks it out of bounds.
A little bit of a misdirection there as they tried to get Pierre-Lewis crossing across the lane after setting the double screen, and Davis just a little bit of an errant pass, but Luckily for Lorraine, it ricochets off the Moeller defense to keep the ball at this end of the floor.
Jackson to throw it in. There's Devone Grant. Right corner three. Got it.
Now we know he can fill it. And he's kind of been steady here. He's a streaky scorer, but already has 11 for the evening. Kind of an under-radar on 11 here tonight, but he sure can score it.
He now leads all scorers. That makes it 32-28. It's a four-point game. There's a three by Peyton. Short. Rebound tipped. Who's going to grab it? It's up for grabs, and Pierre Lewis comes out of there with it for Lorraine. Titans on the attack. Davis banks it home. Give Pierre Lewis the assist. Cameron Davis, his first basket. It's a two-point game. Titans have come from 14 down. They now trail 32-30. Moeller needs a bucket. Freem drives in, forces it up. It is blocked out of bounds. It's going to stay Moeller ball.
Well, the defensive intensity has really picked up for Lorraine. They've been much more physical, getting out and defending and challenging Moeller's looks at the offensive end. They've gotten some stops, some rebounds that have led to some transition points. That's really been the difference of the half.
Isaiah Payton, a driving layup, won't go. Pierre Lewis out rebounds Jackson Hayes and gets fouled. Payton guilty of the foul following his own shot. That's his second. Team foul number four. Pardon me, team foul number six.
Well, we talked at halftime about the disparity in terms of rebounding the basketball. Lorraine's done a much better job of that this half. They've either resulted in transition points or Moeller's committed some fouls. So the lockdown defensive end and cleaning up the glass has really benefited Lorraine to start the second half.
And Lorraine has done it without fouling. They have not committed a foul in the third quarter. 2:30 to go in the third. Running right-hander misses. That would have tied the game. Grant could not get that one to go. Long pass ahead to Jackson Hayes. Turns, puts it up, and in. Draws the foul from Jaden Sledge. Yeah. Moeller advancing the ball very quickly to the big man.
Well, that there's not much defense can do against him. He's so long, they threw it up top where he can get him. And you know, at that time, Sledge trying to make a play on it. But Hayes did a great job of keeping the ball high, took a little bit of contact, and heads to the free throw line.
34-30. The shot, no good. Hayes cannot convert on the three-point play. Tavon Pierre-Lewis brings it up. He has 10 rebounds. There he goes to the rack, blocked by Hayes and Davenport. Hayes passes it ahead to Freem. He lays it up and in. He has 6 points. All of a sudden, it's back to a six-point Moeller lead, 36-30 with 2 minutes to go. Third quarter action here at the shot. Division I state semifinals. Moeller's going to go back into that 2-3 zone now, and Lorraine is going to spread it out, Jackie.
Now, Moeller's content on just staying back in the zone. I mean, they have the six-point nod. Lorraine just trying to buy themselves some time here, it looks like, as their coach is kind of pleading with them. But here comes Moeller now to the 1-3-1 look. Just to get out and pressure the basketball.
McBride up top. Here's Weatherington for three. Left corner, no. Pierre Lewis gets called on a push-off. So a foul on Lorraine's center, Tavon Pierre Lewis, who has 8 points, 11 rebounds tonight. So Moeller will get it back. Let's check in quickly with Ashley.
Thanks, guys. When we talk about big man Jackson Hayes, coach said they think he went and found him somewhere. He just affects the game so much with that shot blocking. He's only touching the surface of what his real potential can be.
Yeah, no question about it. He's headed to Texas to play for the Longhorns. He'll be a good one. McBride with 108 to go in the third. Freem lobs it to Davenport, but he's outside the lane, guarded by the much shorter Cameron Davis. That is a tough cover for Cam Davis. 53 seconds left. Moeller ball, patient possession here, working it up top. Davenport had it knocked away by Davis. He got it back. Tries to find McBride, almost a foul. Lob pass and the jam for Hayes. McBride, the alley-oop pass. Jackson Hayes slams it down with authority. 38-30, Moeller. Seconds left. Wow.
What a play. Throw it upstairs where only the big man can go get it. Throws down a thunderous dunk to extend the lead to 8. That's good ball movement. That's getting the ball into putting players in a position to be successful. Give them the ball upstairs where nobody else can go get it.
Moeller is going to match up full court now. So full court pressure coming. Lorraine inbounds the ball. Davon Pierre-Lewis to Devone Grant. Devone has 11 tonight. Third team All-Ohio pick. Has come on strong in the state tournament. Now 23 seconds left and Lorraine holding it.
Yeah, they're going to hold for one. They also have the arrow, so it could be a potential, you know, two-possession swing for them. I think this is a good decision to just play it out. Go for one look to close out the third period.
Moeller on a 6-0 run. Now 8 seconds left. Weatherington, left point. Holds the ball, lobs it for Pierre-Lewis, 3 to go. Drives in, stripped away, stolen by McCracken, and that will do it for the third quarter. So your score after 3 in the first Division I state semifinal, Archbishop Moeller 38 and Lorraine 30. The all-important fourth quarter is coming up after we pause for these messages from your local station on the OHSAA Radio Network.
KidsLinked.com is a one-of-a-kind family resource for parents to find local kid-friendly activities, family events, cool deals, and fun things to do. KidsLinked publishes helpful print and online family resource guides, hosts their signature Kids Fest family festivals, as well as the Columbus Children's Festival in June and the Learning Rocks Education Expo each November. Check out KidsLinked.com for all the information parents need in one convenient place. That's KidsLinked.com.
Why do they officiate? For some, it's a way of staying involved in a sport they grew up with. For others, it's a way to pay it forward by helping kids who play today and tomorrow. It's also a great way to stay active, make extra money, and work with friends. And all of them will say it boils down to one thing, the love of the game. Find your reasons and log on to OHSAA.org to find out how to become an official. You'll be glad you did. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
Archbishop Moeller leading Lorraine. Welcome back to OHSAA Radio Network coverage of the Division I state semifinals. Let's check in on the sidelines with Ashley Collins.
Coach Rossitano of Lorraine obviously trying to get his team fired up. He says you got to trust whatever we do. Finish this quarter off. Get that emotion going and get the fight going right now is what he continued to say to his team in the huddle.
Well, no better time than the fourth quarter to start ratcheting up the sense of urgency, but they were 6 of 11 in the third quarter, Jackie.
Well, their defensive pressure I thought was outstanding, and that led to some opportunities out in the open floor, as you mentioned, where they were able to actually outscore Moeller 14-13 that period. But they got some easier looks because of that defensive pressure, and they locked it in on the glass. They were plus 9 on the rebounding end. Moeller just plus 7. So they had the advantage and the nod there. But overall as a whole, they've been outscored 11-2 on second chance points. So they've really got to lock it in, clean up the glass, and then just attack at the offensive end.
Jackie Jackson Hayes, 10 points, 12 rebounds, 3 blocks, 1 assist.
And he's 5 of 8 from the floor. So highly efficient. I think Moeller needs to continue to go inside, get him touches, and create opportunities for the big fella inside.
Jump shot Cameron Davis as Lorraine shoots on their first possession. Not there. Got his own miss. Quick pass to Weatherington underneath. He puts it up and in.
Good job on the glass. That's what we're talking about. Keep possessions alive by attacking the rim and attacking the glass.
38-32. It's now a 6-point game. 7:30 to go here in the fourth quarter. The winner moves on to the championship game tomorrow night at 8:30. Against the winner of Solon and Pitt Central, and now Davenport is fouled. They still have Cameron Davis at 5'7 on the 6'5 Davenport. Davis gets the foul. That's his first. For Lorraine, team foul number three.
And I think that's by design to protect Grant. Grant with that early foul trouble.
Hayes, the catch and shoot right from the foul line. Put it up over Pierre Lewis and in.
How about that for some range? Stretching the defense out and showing the face-up game.
40-32 now. Moeller by eight. 7:06 to go. Fourth quarter. Still time for the Titans to make a run. They're trying to get to their first championship game since 1923. Hardly anybody left on the roster from that championship team. Grant has the ball. Pierre Lewis to Jordan Jackson. Right corner for the Titans. He's being chased by Garcia. Jackson between the legs dribble. Gets it into the left hand now. Nice spin move. Gets into the paint. Runs into Hayes and runs him over. It's a charging foul. Actually, that was Davenport who slid over and took the charge. First on Jordan Jackson. Six and a half minutes to go.
Now just really no lane to the rim there. Tried to create an opportunity off the dribble, but with Lorraine playing a little bit of east to west to start the position, or possession, excuse me, the defense hadn't rotated. Again, they're just kind of packing it in inside. Defense is set, ready to take the contact.
Yeah, kind of forced it when it wasn't there. Frame out front. Couple of dribbles, hands it off to Garcia. Moeller content to run a little clock here, but it's stolen away by Davis and picked up by Devone Grant of Lorraine. He's trapped on the sideline, gets to the baseline, reverse layup, goes in. Grant with 13, framed to the other end, misses the layup, and he ripped the ball out of the hands of Tavon Pierre-Lewis, but a foul's going to be called on Alec Frame. 40-34 after the Grant circus shot went in. Frame picks up the foul. That is team foul. Number seven. Bonus time. Tavon Pierre-Lewis to the foul line.
And that's the pace Lorraine would like to see this game go to here in the fourth period. But a nice finish at one end. And then Moeller trying to answer out with the layup out in transition, but nice defensive effort by Lorraine to sprint back, make a play on the basketball, and come away with the rebounding foul.
Here is the shot by Tavon Pierre-Lewis, but he missed it. Front end of the one-and-one will not go. Davenport on the attack for Moeller, goes to the rim, threw it off the bottom of the iron, gets fouled. Foul will go against Wetherington. David Wetherington, the senior, his first. Team foul number five for Lorraine. That is a shooting foul. Jeremiah Davenport shaken up. He's walking it off. One leg sleeve. The other leg visible. They bounce him the ball. And he will stand and fire. Soft right-handed shot. Perfect. Davenport with eight. 41-34. Back to a seven-point Moeller lead. They're second-ranked of the Greater Catholic League in Cincinnati. They knocked off Huber Heights Wayne in their regional final. The shot short. One out of two. They settle for a seven-point advantage. Jackson brings it up. Sledge is in the game. Remember, he is a three-point specialist who can hit threes in bunches. Devone Grant guarded by Davenport. Jackson, he drives. Down the lane he goes again. And another bit of contact. Davenport tried to take another charge. He'll get the block this time.
And he's slow getting up again. Again, he got fouled pretty hard at the offensive end. Comes down, tries to take a charge, and he's walking off gingerly. Looked like he just requested a sub, but good aggressive take there, and this is what Lorraine's going to need to do. 5.5 minutes to play to dive into this seven-point deficit is be aggressive at attacking lanes, but with their head up. As you mentioned, you've got Sledge in the corner who can really shoot the basketball, so Lorraine needs to make some good decisions with the ball as they look to attack. If it's there, finish to the rim. If not, make that extra pass to the corner where you've got shooters.
We are in the fourth quarter. Here's the shot by Jackson, and he makes it. That's his first point of the night. 41-35. Fourth quarter, 5:26 here at Value City Arena. 41-35. Moeller by six. Lorraine trying to pull their biggest upset of the year, even bigger than their St. Ed's victory. Shot is up and good by Jackson. 41-36. Jackson out. Now it's Sledge and Pierre Lewis, Grant Wetherington and Davis for Lorraine. Isaiah Payton to Carlos Garcia for Moeller. Garcia out front, McBride fires from the left elbow. Not there, tipped into the front court. Cameron Davis to Devone Grant. He's running fast into the lane, puts it up over Garcia and banks it home.
Great decision there with three fouls. Defense did a great job of sprinting back, and Grant heads up play to stop, go to his left, and score the basketball.
Carl Kramer wants a timeout. Moeller gets a TO. This will be a full timeout. It is a three-point game after the Grant basket, 41-38. Moeller, a one-possession game here, just below the five-minute mark of the fourth quarter in the D1 state semis. Well, we tell you about chocolate milk all of the time. One of our great sponsors here on the network, the American Dairy Association. I'd like to wish all participants good luck in this weekend's state finals. And they remind you to fuel up with chocolate milk, the official beverage of the OHSAA. An 8-ounce serving of chocolate milk is packed with 8 grams of protein, and it tastes delicious. Visit drink-milk.com to learn more. Well, when Lorraine was down 14, they did not panic. Got a couple quick threes from Sledge. Now they're within three in the fourth quarter. John Rossitano has to feel pretty good about the position he's in right now. They seem to be the aggressors.
Absolutely, especially at the defensive end. They're out really pressuring the basketball. And then again, it comes down to the glass. Hayes wasn't able to come down with it, so he tried to tip it out to a teammate. But you just saw a swarm of Lorraine players to attack the basketball, swoop it up so that they could get out and transition and go.
Ashley was behind the Lorraine bench. We'll check in with her momentarily. Inbound play goes into Miles Deuce McBride, coming back to play after a foot injury in football season. Gets the ball over to McCracken. McCracken trying to play a little two-man game there with McBride. He's open in the right corner. Got it. That is a two for Miles McBride. His first basket of the season. Very timely. And it's 43-38. Back to a five-point Moeller lead. Lorraine Ball working in the front court. It's Devone Grant. He has 15 tonight. Long cross-court pass to Wetherington. Dangerous pass, but it got there. Inside to Pierre Lewis. Triple team, puts it up short. Tried to get his own miss. A jump ball on the rebound. Well, the arrow goes to Moeller, Jackie.
Well, they were trying to get Pierre Lewis a basketball on the right side. And I give him credit. He stayed with it, held his contact, had position by pinning the defender on his lower right shoulder. They finally get him the basketball, but just can't get it to go. That's a good place for it, though, especially with Hayes out guarding a wing. He's got one-on-one inside, has the physical advantage inside. That's a good place to go for it for Lorraine.
Moeller trying to get back to the state championship game for the second consecutive year. They're looking for state title number 4. They've got their hands full tonight with the Titans. 4 minutes to go now, fourth quarter. They're going to spread it out now. Garcia all the way out near half court. Now McBride drives, runs into Pierre Lewis, and gets it back into front court to Garcia. If you're just joining us on the radio or on myspectrumsports.com or Spectrum Sports, there's a steal. Lorraine comes up with a key steal. Pierre Lewis to Sledge. There's the three. Too short. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Garcia. Ahead to Jackson Hayes. Puts it on the floor and slams it home. Jackson Hayes, his second dunk of the night. 14 for the big man. 45-38, and now Grant is fouled driving to the basket. It's going to be a 1-1, not an active shooting foul. Started to welcome anyone joining us late on TV or radio, Jackie. They've come to the right place. We've got ourselves a good ball game here, but now Moeller, after the dunk, back up by 7.
Well, the last possession, they really tried to stretch the floor before that, too, so they're going to have to be careful because Lorraine is out very aggressive with their ball pressure against that stall, but as you mentioned, Sledge got a tremendous look from the corner, left it just short, so out in transition, Hayes with a thunderous throw down to extend the lead to 7.
Shot up and good by Devone Grant. He has 16, 10 of those in the second half. 45-39. I really feel like Lorraine is going to have to get to the line in these last 3 minutes.
Get to the line and convert. Prior to that, they were just 1-for-4 from the line, so they've got to step up and capitalize if they're going to find themselves at the free throw line, leaving a lot of points on the floor.
And he misses that one short. Rebound to Miles McBride. It's going to be a big part of this story tomorrow in the newspaper coverage. McBride coming back to play his first game of the year. Garcia into the lane all alone. Gives it to Hayes and another jam. Hayes with 16. He is dunking Moeller back toward the state final. 47-39. 8-point lead for the Crusaders of Moeller. They get it inside to Pierre Lewis. He backs in, scores over Hayes. Impressive. Lewis now with a double-double. He has 10. That makes it 47-41. Just when you think Lorraine might be sinking, they come up with a play. Pierre Lewis, 10 points, 13 rebounds for Lorraine.
Well, he's been sensational. I mean, what can you say about him? Touches inside, getting finishes, being physical, not afraid to put the ball in his hands and try to see what he can do with his team with just over 2.5 to play.
Lorraine takes the timeout. The OHSAA and its member schools are committed to providing educational resources to help improve the health and performance of all student athletes. This is one reason why Nationwide Children's Hospital is so proud to be the OHSAA's official sports medicine partner. Learn more at nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine. That's nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine. Hayes, what can you say? 16 points, 12 rebounds, 3 dunks. Let's check in with Ashley.
Yeah, guys, talking about Jackson and just really running through him right now. They're screaming at him, use that God-given ability and go get that ball. As we've seen, he's been so impressive today, and why coach is so impressed with him continuously.
Well, you coaches always state the obvious, right?
Well, you know, and we talked about that. It was a pivotal time to start the third period here when they kind of started to settle for some jump shots and allow Lorraine's pressure to get to him. And we said it then, they needed to get Hayes involved with touches down in the inside, allow their offense to work through that. And they've had great success here extending the lead and holding off Lorraine with him getting touches.
Devone Grant fouls McBride in the backcourt. 2:35 to go. 6th team foul against Lorraine. Wonder how many times this year Carl Kramer has told Jackson Hayes, hey, don't forget to box out and get rebounds. I know, coach. Yeah. They tell him anyway.
Anything else?
Garcia has it. Now to Payton. Isaiah Payton had 10 in the first half. He had the ball stripped away. It's going to stay Moeller ball. Grant and Jackson relentless out in the front court trying to knock the ball away and get a steal. 2:16 to go, and now Cameron Davis gets his hand in the passing lane. 2:16 to go, fourth quarter. Your situation is Moeller is up 47-41. Each team has 3 timeouts left. Moeller led by 9 at halftime. They have a 6-point lead right now. Hayes to Freem. Freem runs into Hayes. Back out to McBride and now to Payton. They try to jam it inside. It's stolen away by Cam Davis of Lorraine. Here comes Devone Grant. He's going to put it up. Missed it. Got his own miss. 1 power dribble. Back up, and he is hammered And he will go to the line for two shots. No way he was giving that up.
No way. And what a defensive play by Davis. He gets stuck in the low block as Davenport had him pinned, asking for the ball. And Davis gives up, what, 6-7 inches? Plays the ball perfectly, comes away with the steal. And then Grant, being Grant down here, collecting his own basket. A rebound, rather. Pump fake, draws the contact. And Lorraine continuing to fight, making plays here down the stretch to give themselves a chance.
The foul went against Miles McBride. That's his fifth. So he is fouled out with 1:59 to go. The shot, no good by Grant. And again, leaving points on the table. 47-41 Moeller. One more shot for Devone Grant.
Now just 4 of 9 from the free throw line. 44%.
Shot up and good. So Grant now has 17, and it's 47-42. It is a 5-point game. Do you foul here, Jackie, or try to play defense? Well, there's the answer, a foul. Weatherington fouled Frame way back near the timeline, away from the ball, and I think the officials are going to talk this over.
Yeah, this is kind of a slippery slope here. We start to talk about not making a play on the basketball. That's going to be potentially an intentional foul because Freem was just standing on the line, and that is. And that's, you know, nobody likes it for Lorraine, but that's the correct call. If you're not making a play on the basketball, which they were not doing, then that's an intentional foul. By book, that's the right call, and I give the officials credit for in this type of situation, 5-point game with 2 minutes to play, to step up and make the call.
Payton will shoot the foul shots. He is a 76% foul shooter on the year. And he missed it. Moeller has won 18 in a row. All of their 3 losses this year, Jackie, from out-of-state teams, they have not been beaten by an Ohio high school.
Well, Coach Kramer talked about that trip when they went to Myrtle Beach and kind of found themselves in terms of their identity. Took a couple of losses, really. And it took some focus in regards to what they were going to need to do, team chemistry, how they were going to have to play. And things really started to come together at that point. It was a pivotal moment for them in this season.
Payton misses both foul shots. But because of the intentional foul, it is Moeller ball. They will take a timeout. So Carl Kramer has 2 timeouts remaining. Moeller is over the limit. It's double bonus time for Lorraine. Moeller is in the bonus. Lorraine has committed 7 fouls. Hey, friends, what food wins with the best athletes in the state? How about the best pizza? Jets. Good luck to all the players, coaches, and fans at this year's state championships. Jets, the official pizza of the OHSAA. All right, so they come back out onto the court. 1:51 to go. Moeller ball. So I'll put that same question to you. Do you foul here down 5?
I would give myself a little bit of time. 1:50 is an awful lot on the clock still, and as aggressive and as athletic as Lorraine is in terms of guarding the basketball, it really put some pressure on Moeller, but they're coming out fouling.
Well, a great give and go. Hayes got the pass in from Frame, gave it right back to Frame, who attacked the rim. He was fouled by Weatherington, who grabbed his jersey. They did not call this one an intentional foul. But you could see Weatherington with a fistful of material as Freem was trying to go to the rim.
Yeah, and that was, as you mentioned, just kind of the give-and-go, quick action. I'm not sure he was intentionally trying to grab him or if the play was so quick going to the rim that he just lost sight of him and tried to make an effort to make the stop. But Moeller, just 3 of 10 from the line for the game, just leaving opportunity after opportunity at the free throw line and giving Lorraine an opportunity and a little bit of a window here.
Yeah, door is definitely cracked open as Freem missed the foul shot. Pierre Lewis, here's a jumper by Jackson way out front, not there. Isaiah Payton under for Moeller. He grabs the rebound with 1:27 to go. Big screen by Hayes in the backcourt, knocked Grant over, and a foul as Payton got into the front court. They get Jackson on the foul, his second, teammate. 1-1 for Isaiah Payton. Moeller back to the line, leading by five with 1:24 left. Here in Division I, semifinal number one, Solon and Pitt Central waiting in the wings. The shot good. Peyton has 11. That's his first point of the second half.
Well, now stretches it. Still just a two-possession game, though, with the six-point difference. Chance here to make it a three-possession game, which with 1:20 to go is a big factor.
Shot up and good. Peyton hits both. Moeller desperately needed those foul shots. 49-42, very favorable position. Here's Pierre Lewis, shot altered by Hayes, and Pierre Lewis misfires. Davenport, lob pass. Hayes cannot dunk it through. Weatherington the rebound for Lorraine. He attacks the basket. He gets fouled, missed the shot. Two free throws coming up for David Weatherington.
Well, still over a minute to play here. We've got a lot of basketball to be played, especially with a run out by Moeller. Good chance there to stretch us up to a nine-point game. They threw the alley-oop to Hayes, who couldn't collect it and get it to go. And Lorraine out and running at the other end. Nice job there by Weatherington just to collect and go straight to the rim and draw the foul.
Garcia just fouled out. It's his fifth. They're going to send in Jackson O'Brien. O'Brien, a 6'2 senior, has not played a lot, averaging a point a game. Weatherington will be at the line. Cameron Davis is going to check in for Lorraine for Weatherington if he hits the foul shots. Weatherington has five. He is a 55% foul shooter. They need these. First is up and good. Six for David Weatherington. The Titans trying to mount a furious comeback here. They're down by six. 49-43, Moeller. And one more for Weatherington. It is perfect.
I look for extended pressure here on the ball defense. If I'm Lorraine, I'm trying to make a quick steal. You also have the arrow, but if you've got a foul, you want to do it off that initial attempt at the steal.
All the way down court to Davenport, but he blew the bunny. The rebound to Peyton somehow, who was trailing, and he was fouled by Lorraine. I think they'll get Cameron Davis on the foul. His second, that's going to send Peyton to the line. What a break for Moeller. Great hustle by Peyton.
Tremendous job by Peyton. You see the run out, and a lot of times players will just kind of stand and watch, assuming he's going to get fouled or just score the basketball. But Peyton runs from one rim to the other to stay engaged and draws the foul, but unable to connect on his first free throw. Just 5 of 13 from the line now is Moeller.
Like he threw that out of a slingshot. Have to repaint the back of the rim. One more for Isaiah. The shot up, missed that one. Rebound comes off to Weatherington. Lorraine has a chance. The pass is deflected out of bounds. They tried to advance it to Sledge. And Davenport looked like an outfielder going parallel to the ground. Knocked that ball out of bounds.
Yeah, it looked like a soft line drive there to right center he tried to lay out for.
Into Grant, in front court for the Titans. They have to hurry. 53 seconds left. Jump shot by Grant. Bounces around. Will not go down the hatch. It's grabbed by Alec Freem for Moeller. Long pass ahead to Davenport. He goes up strong. Missed the layup. Got fouled by Sledge.
I tell you, he took a hard hit. And he's holding that right hip almost like a tailbone. That's what he had to leave the game for earlier. And he's in some pain walking it off and going to head to the free throw line, but you can tell that right hip's bothering him.
Third foul on Sledge. Two shots for Jeremiah Davenport. And the first is up and good. He has nine. And it's now a 50-44 two-possession game. That makes this foul shot very critical. Coming up after the game, we'll have post-game reaction on the court with Ashley. Shot good. Davenport with 10. He's in double figures. It's a seven-point game and a timeout taken by Moeller. So Carl Kramer trying to get this one to the finish line. 43.8 seconds left. Hey, friends, the Play Hard, Don't Blink Sports Eye Safety Program has donated more than 60,000 pieces of equipment to youth leagues across the Buckeye State. This program is made possible through a generous grant from the Ohio Department of Health and the Save Our Sight Fund. Remember to donate a dollar to the Save Our Sight Fund when you apply for or renew your license plate tags. Thank you, Brent. I can now hear again. Muller up 51-44. Okay, what do you think about strategy going on in the huddles right now?
Well, for Lorraine, they've got to attack, and it's got to be quick. I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to get Pierre Lewis a quick touch inside going to the rim, but you've got to start looking for some long balls as you can't keep trading two for two with the free throws at the other end.
Before the restart, let's check in with Ashley.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Coach Rossitano saying a lot of time left, guys. Only down two positions there. Really trying to get them fired up. He's from day one. They've been playing with a chip on their shoulder because they felt disrespected, and they're trying to change that right now.
Lorraine ball on the restart. Full court pressure coming by the Muller Crusaders. They get it into Pierre Lewis.
He's got to go quicker than this.
He's jogging it up. Stops at the arc. Passes out to Jackson for three. Man in his face. He missed it to the left. And a two-handed rebound by Jackson Hayes of Cincinnati Muller. Hayes with 13 boards. 25 seconds left. That just about did it. Freem has it. Now to Davenport. Lorraine chasing, and they try to foul but can't. Freem has it in the right corner to Hayes. Back to O'Brien, and now 10 seconds left, and that's it. Lorraine will not foul. Muller will advance. Back to the state championship game for a second straight year. The Crusaders prevail 51-44. The number two ranked team in the state, Jackie, had all they could handle tonight from a scrappy and determined Lorraine Titans team.
Well, Lorraine came out, and really once they settled in and started to do a lot better job on the glass, they found a little bit of rhythm offensively. They certainly gave themselves a chance. They had some good looks at the rim here in the second half, but you've got to give Muller credit. This is a team that knows what they're good at, and that's getting Hayes touches inside. That's the guy they went to down the stretch to not just hold on to the lead, but to extend it and keep Lorraine away from making a run late in the game.
Carl Kramer, his 545th win. He's with Ashley.
Thanks, guys. Coach, you said it was 100% about this journey right here and no unfinished business. What's it like now with the emotion going to the finals?
Well, I know our guys are going to be excited. You know, we had a tough game tonight. I think they played great. And so we feel pretty fortunate to get to play tomorrow. And we'll get a rest. And for these guys and their journey, they really want this. And I think they tightened up a little bit tonight. We just got to relax and play our game.
You told me how Jackson Hayes has the ability to change a game. What did you see in him today?
You know, I thought Jackson did some of those plays. He, you know, blocked some shots and got going. But as a whole, I thought our team kind of, for whatever reason, was a little bit just not quite on it. And somehow we survived. And I think in the tournament, you need to have that silver bullet you dodge. And I think we kind of dodged it tonight.
Having Miles McBride out there, obviously facing some adversity at the beginning of the season, not having him, what was it like to have him on the court?
Yeah, I think he did a great job. He's a great defender, and I think the kids really believe in him. I'm going to tease him about fouling out. I only played him about 10 minutes, but Miles is special. He'll help us even more tomorrow.
All right, good luck tomorrow, Coach. Thanks.
Thank you.
Ashley, thank you very much, and thanks to Carl Kramer. Well, 26-3 now, Jackie, and they withstand this challenge from Lorraine. And, boy, I'll tell you, you will not soon forget the performance of Jackson Hayes tonight, 16 points, 13 boards.
And 8 of 12 from the floor. I think that's what it comes down to. He had outstanding numbers, but he did it at a high efficiency. When he's able to get touches like that inside, so many other things can happen, either him attacking the rim or what that opens up for the other guys on the floor. And, you know, Hayes rose to the challenge, and he went up and made some big plays, some big dunks down the stretch, and also altering shots at the other end. You know, as soon as Lorraine tried to make some plays, Pierre Lewis on the inside, and Grant attacking the rim. He just, it didn't show up necessarily as shot blocks. He had three for the game, but he's just so long and just so disruptive in altering what Lorraine was able to do. He just kept them off kilter all evening long.
Yeah, Lorraine only two threes in that second half. And they really needed some down the stretch, and they just wouldn't fall.
Well, they got a couple of good looks, and that was a result of attacking the rim, defensive collapse, and they got some good looks. I think Sledge missing that left corner three was big because of the transition it gave Moeller to extend that lead. I think that's when it went from 4-6 and just kind of cushioned the lead a little bit more. And give Moeller credit. They had an answer every time Lorraine tried to make a push. And they showed why they're the second-best team in the state and ready to come back and try to claim a state championship tomorrow night.
Plenty to come on our post-game show, including a look at the stats. Jackie will start mulling over her choice for player of the game. And so we'll have more coming up from the shot. Your final 51-44, Moeller. They advance by eliminating the Lorraine Titans. Right now we'll pause for these messages from the OHSAA on the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get up off Hang of Freedom, drive the American road. And with up off Hang of Freedom, find your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Hi, I'm Ron Stokes, analyst for Ohio State basketball.
I'm Jim Lachey, analyst for Ohio State football.
Want an edge on your competition?
Start by eating a balanced, nutrient-rich diet packed with protein, carbohydrates, and dairy.
And finish with a low-fat or fat-free chocolate milk. It provides 9 essential nutrients to replenish the fluids lost when you've given it your all.
You've trained, practiced, and played. Now fuel up with chocolate milk.
For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
American Dairy Association Mideast is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Urbana University, a branch campus of Franklin University, prepares students for successful careers. With more than 25 academic programs and 17 NCAA Division II sports, including the new wrestling, acro tumbling, and men's volleyball teams, Urbana University makes it possible to earn an affordable education close to home. Learn more about Urbana or set up a campus visit at urbana.edu.
Get state tournament photos, programs, DVDs, and more at OHSAA.org/fanguide.
51-44, Archbishop Moeller advances to the state championship game in Division I. They will play the winner of the Solon and Pickerington Central game, which will take place at 8:30 tonight here on the Schottenstein Center Court. We'll have that one for you on the network as well. David Wilson along with Jackie Winden. Brent Ford back here on press row in a 51-44 ball game. The stat sheets are before us here. Jackie, we talked at halftime about the shooting percentages. Moeller ends up at about 42%, well below their season average. Lorraine still struggled, 35% shooting, 10 points below their season percentage average. So neither team really able to really start hitting shots the way they normally do. But Moeller pulled it together in the second half. They maintained that halftime lead. They kind of outlasted Lorraine tonight.
That's just it. I think if you look at it over the four periods, I mean, Lorraine actually outscored Moeller 28-26 in the second half. But just that little bit of a slow start for Lorraine, and that's sometimes expected here on the big stage, a place that you haven't quite been. And, you know, that's not to take anything away from the run that they've had through the tournament. They played some tremendous teams, but it was Moeller just making plays down the stretch. We talked about them dominating the glass in the first half that really allowed them to extend the lead. They outscored Lorraine 11-5 on second chance opportunities and really just were able to dictate possessions then by keeping the ball alive and then eventually getting the ball to go as they shot 43% from the game. But, you know, give Moeller credit. They looked like a team that had been here down the stretch when they needed to step up and make plays to fend off a scrappy Lorraine team.
Yeah, 30 of Moeller's 51 came inside, and a lot of that from Jackson Hayes, the Texas recruit, first-team All-Ohio performer. He bumped in 16, grabbed 13 boards, 12 for Isaiah Payton, 10 points for Jeremiah Davenport, who was one rebound shy of a double-double. 10 points, 9 rebounds. On the Lorraine side, 17 for Devone Grant. He's just a junior. He'll be back. Third-team All-Ohio performer. 10 points for Tavon Pierre-Lewis, who grabbed 13 rebounds for the Lorraine Titans. 51-44, your final. Moeller wins. We'll have more coming up from the shot. First, we'll pause for these words from your local stations on the OHSAA radio network.
Student athletes are unique, and so are their sports injuries. They need a level of expertise found only at Nationwide Children's Hospital. Our sports medicine experts offer something adult care providers can't, a complete understanding of the student athlete at 8 convenient locations across Central Ohio. To get your student athletes back in the game and keep them there, start by visiting nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine for more information. That's nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get up on Tank of Freedom, drive the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, find your own highway. We'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Every week, Spectrum Sports is your home for high school basketball. With live and streaming games throughout the season, expert analysis, and in-depth discussion during High School Blitz, and inspiring highlights and features on air and on Facebook. From the tip-off to the final buzzer and everything on the road to state, high school basketball lives here. The exclusive home of the OHSAA, Spectrum Sports, exclusively on Spectrum.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Ohio are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Score 51-44. Welcome back to our postgame show here at Value City Arena. Crusaders are now 26-3, and they will go for their fourth state championship in school history when they play tomorrow night at 8:30 in the Division I state championship game. A very entertaining matchup tonight. 51-44, the final score. So Moeller really exerts their will, using their height advantage, their speed, their quickness to turn away the Lorraine Titans. Lorraine ends their season at 22-6 under John Rossitano. They will be heard from again. Pierre Lewis is also a junior, as well as Devone Grant. So those two will be back, and they will create a powerful combination next season for the Titans. But the Crusaders prevail. And so now Jackie Winden has been mulling over her options for player of the game, and your choice is?
I think it was an easy one for me, Jackson Hayes. I mean, this guy was just tremendous at both ends of the floor, highly efficient, 8 of 12 from the floor, 16 points, played in all 31 of the 32 minutes, and he had 13 rebounds during that time, and countless other opportunities that did not appear on the stat sheet. I mean, so many times just batting the ball out to a teammate to keep the ball alive, and then what we talked about before with the altering of shots. I mean, he had 3 block shots, but time and time again made it so difficult for Lorraine as they got aggressive attacking the rim at just altering shots and not giving Lorraine clean looks at the rim, and just a tremendous floor presence and finishing at the rim, and just a tremendous player, great athleticism, and was a lot of fun to watch tonight.
Yeah, and no turnovers at all the times he touched the ball. No turnovers in his 31 minutes tonight. Great choice, partner.
Hey.
Jackson Hayes.
He made it easy for me.
Yeah, 16 points.
And he grew 4 inches in 1 year, which is something I ultimately admire.
Might have grown some tonight. Getting higher and higher on some of those leaps. had three big dunks tonight. 51-44, Moeller a winner. Who will they play, Solon or Pick Central? We'll preview our second Division I state semifinal when we come back to wrap things up in just a moment. Right now we'll pause for these words on the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get up on Tank of Freedom, ride the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, find your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Hi, I'm Ron Stokes, analyst for Ohio State basketball.
I'm Jim Lachey, analyst for Ohio State football.
Want an edge on your competition?
Start by eating a balanced, nutrient-rich diet packed with protein, carbohydrates, and dairy.
And finish with a low-fat or fat-free chocolate milk. It provides 9 essential nutrients to replenish the fluids lost when you've given it your all.
You've trained, practiced, and played. Now fuel up with chocolate milk.
For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
American Dairy Association Mideast is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Fill up on OHSAA Twitter Bites by following at OHSAA Sports.
Welcome back to The Shot here inside Value City Arena. Moeller wins it 51-44. Before we continue, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the OHSAA Radio Network.
You're listening to the OHSAA's coverage of the 2018 Boys Division II Division I state semifinal games. All 12 of this weekend's state tournament games can be found in our archives.
My friends, tonight's state tournament broadcast is a presentation of the OHSAA Radio Network. Any commercial use, retransmission, or distribution without the express written consent of the OHSAA is strictly prohibited. The announcers, production staff, and distribution for this game were selected by the OHSAA. For more information, visit the OHSAA Radio Network at OHSAA.org. Well, Jackie, the team's waiting in the wings, Solon and Pick Central.
Well, this should be a fun matchup. We saw the women play last weekend and duke it out there for a state title, and now these two schools collide again on the boys' side. But for Pick Central, I mean, this was a team that, you know, dealt with an early season injury to Francis, who's one of their, you know, without question, a phenomenal player, the UNC recruit, and it took them a while to find their identity. And then you've got Solon, who is kind of knocked on the door and competed in Northeast Ohio and really positioned themselves to put together some fine seasons. And this is a high-octane offense that loves to shoot the long ball and should be an athletic, fun game to witness.
Well, we'll have pregame coverage of that game a little over an hour from now, 8:10 Eastern Time, tip-off at 8:30. So be back here then, Jackie.
I will. Won't miss it.
Great job tonight.
Enjoyed it. Thanks,
all right,
Dave.
That's Jackie Winden. Writing analysis and commentary of this game tonight. Moeller wins it by a score of 51-44. Well, now we invite you to tune back into the OHSAA Radio Network when Pickerington Central takes on Solon in the second Division I state semifinal. 8:10 pregame, 8:30 tip. This reminder, if you're listening online, you will need to refresh your browser to continue coverage of that game. You would not want to just listen to the next hour of silence and expect the game to come back on. So you'll just have to hit the refresh button, and we'll be back if you're listening online. On behalf of OHSAA Executive Director Dr. Dan Ross, our Director of Communications Tim Streed, our engineer Aaron Cassidy, producer Brent Ford, and my broadcast partners Jackie Winden and Ashley Collins, this is David Wilson saying goodbye from Ohio State University. Congratulations again to the Archbishop Moeller Crusaders, moving on to the D1 championship game. The preceding broadcast has been a presentation of the OHSAA Radio Network, fueled by Chocolate Milk.
Thanks for tuning in to Fort Recovery Radio's coverage of this boys' state tournament basketball game presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This has been a production of OHSAA Sports, broadcast live on Fort Recovery Radio. We now return you to our regular programming.